And now, it's time for Lion's Line with Jack Gagner. Brought to you by Barney's Roses. Everything's coming up Barney's Roses. And by Dr. Kibble's Detox Centers. Now in his 15th year sponsoring Milwaukee Lion football, even though they've only been around technically for 11. And now, the voice of the Milwaukee Lions, Jack Gagner.
All right, thanks a lot, Rudy. And welcome, everybody. We're going into week number 13 here. The Lions are heading into Salt Lake City and promptly on schedule right after the broadcast here tonight. I will be on the plane along with Brett Morrison, who's alongside me here. Brett, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
And Earl Cooch is here. Earl?
Good evening, Jack.
And Touch Gerber, of course, has flown ahead to Salt Lake City with his mommy. And
well, now let's lead off.
I'm not bugging the kid. Is he not in Salt Lake City?
Yes, but I mean, let's see, mommy.
And he's with his mommy. Is he not with his mommy?
Well, I mean, you don't call her mommy, do you?
I called my mommy when she, when I was about Touch's age. Well, let me put it this way: when I was Touch's mentality, which I don't know, he could be 30 for all I know.
I believe the kid is he's 29.
20? Are you serious? Please tell me you're kidding.
You asked me what.
I think he is 29.
29? He's got the mental capability. Oh, boy. That kid.
That's 29.
All right. Well, if he's 20, all right, forget it. If he's 29, then I think this. Let's enter him. Seriously, I mean it. Aren't they having a special? Well, forget it.
Now, don't say special delivery.
Now, that's special election. I got to report that to Gerber.
You go right ahead and report that, Earl. Do that, okay? Please. And let me stand there.
Jesus. What you laugh about? You think it's funny when you get reported to the Gerber?
Since when did she become the Gerber, by the way?
That is a sign of respect. Never mind. Let's get to the broadcast.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's get into the broadcast. That's what we're here for. Anyway, folks, welcome to Lions Line. The Lions are at 6-6 in the Central Division of Hillbilly Football Conference, and they're coming up against the Utah Flaming Cavalry this weekend. And I can tell you that this is going to be a big, big challenge. Utah, coming into the ball game, they've won a couple of games, and that was after kind of stumbling a little bit. Utah had come into, I guess, the last few. They had lost four straight, Brett, before finally notching a win over the Tucson Tequila, right?
Well, the Tucson Tequila, that was back in week 11. Yeah, it beat Tucson. And it was a sound beating, too, by the way, 37-10. And then last week, Utah took it to San Antonio. That was a tough game because a lot of people may not be aware of this, but San Antonio is the number one defensive team in the league.
In terms of total yards yielded.
Yes, in terms of total yards.
In terms of yards yielded, the San Antonio Range Riders, who sit there at 6-6, where are they at now? They're 5-7. The San Antonio Range Riders sit as the number one defensive team in the league, but offensively, they can't get
Are you going to say shit?
Yeah, that's what I was. They can't get it done. If we take a look, just for kicks, just for laughs, just for giggles, and all of the things that we enjoy doing here. If you take a look at San Antonio, they have yielded totally defensively. They have given up 2,884 yards, and that is far and away the best defensive demonstration in the Hillbilly Football Conference. I think you got Tampa with 3,154. Take a look at Portland. They've given up 2,954 yards. San Antonio about 100 yards better than them. So, and when you look at the Milwaukee Lions, we ain't nothing to write home about. 3,553 total yards in defense. So San Antonio, as strong as a defensive team as they're, got no offense. And Utah was able to mount a little bit of a campaign over them and beat them last week 17-10. So Utah right now has sole possession of first place. We had a three-way tie there. They were in one game ahead, but almost had a three-way tie there if they'd lost that ballgame. Right now, as things stand, Brett, we're in a run for that wild card.
The Milwaukee Lions are in a race for the wild card spot with two other teams, D.C. and Tampa Bay. And
they're not called Tampa Bay. Don't go, Jesus.
Yeah, don't call them the Cook twins. No way.
What are the Cook twins?
The Cook twins don't want them called Tampa Bay, but Bobby Tampa.
All right, well, Tampa, what's that about anyway?
The name of the team is a Tampa Gator Bait.
Out of Tampa Bay?
Yeah, they're in Tampa Bay, but as Earl just said.
Yeah, the Cook twins.
Well, what is with the Cook twins, anyway?
What's with the Cook tins?
Yeah, what are you, Cook tins?
No, Cook twin.
Oh, the Cook twins. That's yeah, they're the owners of the team.
What about them?
What about them, Brett? What are you asking me?
I don't know. I thought they're brothers.
No, they're not brothers. They're twins.
Does that mean, like, boy, girl?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow. All right, okay, take it easy, Earl. Hey, Brett, are you okay? Did you get enough sleep?
I don't know. I'm just trying to figure that out.
Anyway, Tampa, they're called the Tampa Gator Bait. We're tied 6-6 with D.C. and Tampa. Now, we've beat D.C., but we lost to Tampa. So we're going to need some help and kind of getting our way back into the playoffs if we make the playoffs this year. I got to tell you something, though. It's an exciting run right here, and this ball game is going to be super, super important. Take a look at the schedule for this weekend. The Lions going to Salt Lake City. Meanwhile, D.C. is in New York, and that's a ball club they have beaten, I think, at least once. Tampa is at home against Miami. Good luck.
Oh, my God.
Good luck on that one.
Well, Miami can't be hanging. They were beaten by, Miami lost to L.A.,
Miami has lost one game this year, folks, to the LA Tan. Miami just beat DC by 10 points last weekend in a ball game that, I thought was going to be a lot closer than that, but they beat them on the road there in DC. So the Miami Raging Palm Tree are for real. They're the only football team. There's two teams. Tampa is also a ball club that has beaten Portland, but Miami beat Portland. First team to beat them this year. All right, let's get into the statistics and all of the baloney and all the crap from last week's game. We can talk about Utah until the cows come home. but as my father used to say, the cows may just decide to park and make baby cows,
What? What's that mean?
Forget it, man. All right, anyway, we'll be right back here on Lions Line here as we'll take a look at the ball game last week against the Houston Sweat. It was a big win, 21-0. We'll listen to the highlights right after this.
Lions Line with Jack Hagegner, brought to you by Barney's Roses.
Everything's coming up, Barney. Yeah, to do. Hey.
Hey, Jack. Why so happy?
I'll tell you why. Because Barney's Roses has now got a sale on 3 bouquets of roses for the price of 1. You want to know why? Because Barney feels that every guy out there deserves a shot. A shot at getting those pants off first time out. Everything's coming up.
Barney's Roses. That's right. We think you deserve a shot. My name is Jake. Here's Barney.
Barney's Roses. Buy 1. Get 3. Buy 3 for the price of 1. Buy 1 for the price of 3. Barney.
Barney's Roses will tell you right to your face what a punk, pussy, no-count punk you are. Hear the roses. Go give them to her. Get the sex.
Barney's Roses.
Everything's coming up roses. And now everything's coming up roses. 3 roses for the price of 1.
3 roses or 3 bouquets?
3 roses. You didn't think they're... Get a load of... I'm talking to a guy over here who thinks... Lions Lion here on WANG Wang Radio and the Wang Radio Milwaukee Lion Radio Network. And as we were saying before we were so rudely interrupted, the Lions last weekend were in Houston. They were at the Sweatbox in Houston before a capacity crowd. And the Milwaukee Lions obviously going up against a football team that, is an expansion team, so I don't think anybody held out any really great hope for this ball club, the Houston Sweat. They had won their first of the season, though, over the San Diego Zookeepers. And let me give you an example of San Diego and the strides that they have made. They are winless this year, but last week they put a scare into Tucson, a final score in Tucson against the Tequila, 31-28. Tucson over San Diego. So they're starting to put points on the board. Lorenzo Zappa is beginning to find receivers. Not a bad football team. So Houston had put one over on them at least. Now they're playing at home in a Sweatbox, and into town come the Milwaukee Lions. Tonight formation, a power eye and a motion to the right side. There goes Rick Blunderstone. Here's the give, running to the right side. It's Wayne, light touch, bouncing off of people. Touchdown! Right across that right tackle. He got in behind the block of Rick Blunderstone.
Now Rick Blunderstone in motion to the right side. It was Rick Blunderstone. Jacquie's gone there. And Jason Joyboy, just a big, big push on the line. Touchdown Lions.
Can I just say, you're kind of slurring some words.
Hey, don't tell him how to talk, okay?
I'm talking about slur word.
Oh, what are you going to do, punch me out?
Don't be slurring.
You want me to slur it?
I'm sorry.
I can't understand him.
He said you'll be slurring words when he knocks your teeth in.
Oh, wow. Wow. Wait till I report that to Gerber.
Big deal. I got to know, did you report it to Gerber?
Yeah, you well know that I did. And these are things that I'm just for the fans at home listening in.
Yeah, for you fans at home that want to hear a whole bunch of stuff that's got nothing to do with football, go ahead, Earl.
I think that they do want to know, especially when there's disrespect. Now, Brent, no hard feelings.
Now, let me just say this. You know, we're on the air right now, but, you know, you want to make me slur.
I didn't say I'd make you. Said I was slurring. All right, can we forget all about it? You know, just, you know, Earl, you're the producer. You want to give this guy diction lessons. He's gotten his lessons from the Pat Summerall School of Broadcasting. And as you well know, there's no recovering from that. Once you go down the Summerall Road, you never go back. You know?
What? That's what I've heard of. If you're black, you don't go back.
What is it with you anyway? Don't you? All right, so thank you. There was a touchdown run there by Wayne Light Touch. By the way, Wayne Light Touch now. With 13 rushing touchdowns on the season, and he has run for 1,348 yards because we got no reliable statistician. I thought he was just over 1,100 yards.
Yeah, let's get that from Touch. Touch Gerber is a little rusty, but I think the boy's making strides.
Thank you very much. I think the boy is brain dead between the ears. You know, I don't think there's any brain waves.
Wow. Yeah.
So anyway, 1,300 yards. So he's going to make the 1,500 yard mark. No sweat. That's for sure. Meanwhile, Aaron Floinian, who we also butchered it up, Aaron's got 18 touchdown passes this year. Why would we go with the 11 and 12 touchdown passes? I have no idea. But anyway, Aaron Floinian got into the act here in the second quarter. The touchdown pass to Jared Slutbody. Second down and five. Nice pickup there by Quackenbush. The ball at the 8-yard line. They got I formation. Two wide receivers in tight on the right side. Back to pass. This is Aaron Floney, and he's looking. He throws it to the end zone to the near side. Touchdown. Jared Slutbody here in the near corner of the end zone.
Short drop by Aaron Floney and Jared Slutbody down and then toward the sideline there for the touchdown reception. Catching the ball right there in front of Sean Boxbody. And the Lions will go up by a couple of scores.
All right, now, what's happening? Do you see this?
Yeah, right now I'm monitoring.
Yeah, we are.
We are monitoring right now on our television. This is this kid, James Corden, who's got a late night show, which is great. But he's also got Tony Romo. And they're a couple of...
Wow. Yeah, they're in pajamas.
I don't understand why. How can you let a guy from England come over here and basically take a salami and just grease...
Jesus. Well, I wouldn't say it's salami time.
It does look like they're playing some kind of Joy Boy act.
I'd like to... Well, thank God, that's the NFL. There you go. You fans of the NFL, that's what you get. Tony Romo, he's lubing up.
Jesus.
All right.
I'll try to... I
don't want to offend the gay population.
No, I'm not defending the gay population. What I'm saying is that this guy Harden... All right. So, or is that Paul Rudd?
Jesus H. Christ.
Well, they do look alike.
No, they don't look alike. Anyway... No, that's Romo. The third touchdown was J.J. Shakey on her out in the second quarter, and this was all she wrote for the Houston Sweaters. Milwaukee Lions got all of their scoring out of the way in the very first half.
The ball at the 20-yard line in motion out of the near side. Here comes John Godhopper, two-wide receiver to the near side. Back to pass. It's Aaron Floinian from his own 26-yard line. Throw to the five. Touchdown, J.J. Shakey. Right over top of the defender there. The ball was completed at the 5-yard line as J.J. Shakey went high in the air for it and outsprinted the defender to the end zone, and that was Morris Kriebley.
Well, so you see, the Lions were handling that ball club very, very well. The Houston Sweat, I'm still stunned a little bit.
Yeah, Jack, you want to take some time?
No, I don't need any time. May need some time, I don't know. But I saw that bit. I see, that's Thursday night foe, man. So that was that. And the Lions now at 21-0, and that's how the ball game finished, as the Lions went to 6-6 in the Central Division of the Hillbilly Football Conference. A very, very big win for the Lions, and a much-needed win coming off that loss to Tampa the week before. Now we're talking about a season that's beginning to get into it here, Brett Morrison, with this three-way tie for the wild card spot. The other scores from last week, by the way, that was Thanksgiving Day. Portland defeated L.A. in a real Donnybrook, 38-35 up there at Blitherton Field. And this is Portland winning that football game after thrashing Houston at home, but then losing at home 2 weeks ago to Tampa in a shocker. So Portland really had to get its, if you don't mind me saying, you know, had to get its shit together. And
Jack, you know, any time Gerber could tune in on the Gerber line.
What do you mean the Gerber? Oh, is that the, you know what? You can take that Gerber line.
Jack, come on.
Hey, Edna, if you're listening on the Gerber line,
Blow me.
Oh, my God. Let me make a note of that.
Yeah, you better make a note of that.
Yeah, make a note of that.
I'm making a note of it. Don't worry about it.
You know, hey, well, do you get your kicks just running, you know, taking other guys, snitching and ratting guys out? Is that what you do for laughs?
Of course it isn't.
Look, what are you doing? Ooh, I got to make a note of it. You know, Earl, you're never going to get this job. You think you're going to be a play-by-play guy?
I have had my mind set on that for quite some time.
Oh, get the f...
Hey, man, I ain't going to have...
What do you know about it, Morrison? I'm going to come over there. Hey, break it up, will you? Jack, you know, I mean, whatever your name is.
I'm. My name is Jack, you're Earl.
Okay, Jack. You... My name is Jack. I'm going to kick your... Hey. Ha, 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 la, la, la. Ah! Ah, you stunned me. That's right. Yikes. I'm not even taking the time to throw him down an elevator shaft anymore.
Ah!
All right, so what we got here, last week in Portland, 38, L.A., 35, Tucson just got by the San Diego Zookeepers, 31-28. Utah over San Antonio, 17-10. Miami Raging Palm Tree defeated D.C. In D.C., 31-21 there at the Gerber Baby Field Dome in Alexandria, Virginia. And then the Tampa Gator Bait on Monday night defeating the New York Pets, 20-16. I'll tell you something about the New York Pets. They looked like they were going to be for real.
The New York Pets could give people some trouble. No question about that coming up this weekend.
The schedule coming up for this weekend, by the way, is the Lions take on the Utah Flaming Cavalry. L.A. is at San Diego, so you might as well paint that a win. Portland will be at 2. L.A. right now at 10-2. Portland's going to be at Tucson. Houston at San Antonio. D.C. So San Antonio can get well on that game. D.C. is at New York. And that'll be a very interesting football game in Miami and Tampa. Tell me that's not going to be an interesting football game.
Well, I think it's going to be an interesting football game.
You think it's going to be an interesting game?
All right. Now, wait a minute. Just... Take that. Hold him up. Boom. Fuck.
Yeah, like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Just push some water on him or something.
What happened?
Just never mind. Just keep moving.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks. We've gotten a lot of mail for being, isn't this a violent show? Yes, it's a very violent show.
Yeah.
Oh, take it easy, will you, Earl?
Yeah.
This guy opens his yap to me, I'm telling you right now.
Hey, Earl, it's Brad. Still think I need diction lessons, huh?
And what are you talking about, Morrison? You're nothing but a big rebel.
Tard.
All right, so we'll be right back here on a world-famous, marvelous, fantastic Lions Line show. Here with me, Jack I. Gagder. Brett Morrison is with us, and we're going to have an interview. By the way, I forgot to mention with Sweet Billy Renteria. Sweet Billy Renteria, who is the defensive coordinator of the Milwaukee Lions. That's all ahead here as we continue on Lions Line here for this, Friday, going into the 13th week of the season, December the 4th, 2015.
Lions Line, brought to you by Bozo's Pep Pills, and by Dr. Kibble's Detox Centers.
I'm Dr. Kibble. I'll detox you or know the reason why.
I just bought him with Barney's Bozo. Barney's Bozo, Pep Pill. Barney's Bozo, Pep Pill.
Bozo's Pep Pills, and Bozo's Pep Pill.
Dr. Kibble here. Do you know that there are at least 5 out of every 7 people in the city of Milwaukee who are potential junkies and needle freaks? You don't? Well, if you don't know that, then what you don't know isn't going to hurt you. But if I just told you that and you've been listening, in fact, you're conscious, then you know that. That's why you need me, Dr. Kibble, the Dr. Kibble Detox Centers. I detox people on a regular basis. Some people you know, some people you enjoy very much, people that you watch on TV, maybe people that are related to you. You don't know. How can we ever know?
Dr. Kibble's Detox Centers in 5 locations. Kibble does it all for you. Kibble does it cheap. Kibble is there when you need him. Kibble.
Kibble.
Kibble. Dr. Kibble's Detox Centers.
Hello, this is Marilyn Wheeler. I'll wheel about and head toward you to help you solve your problems.
Ah, it's coming at me!
Oh, it's only Marilyn Wheeler.
Marilyn Wheeler has been wheeling about and helping people with their problems for the last 4.5 days. And Marilyn Wheeler can help you.
I'm board certified. I'm a psychologist. I'm a proctologist. I'm a physiologist. And I'm... When I say board certified, by the way, that's B-O-R-E-D. Oh!
Roll down streets of fire.
Can you find your heart again? Can you find your soul? And can you find your soulmate? I'm Marilyn Wheeler, As I move down the boulevards of life and I see that you're having a problem, I wheel about and come towards you.
Yeah! Oh, it's Marilyn Wheeler. Marilyn Wheeler on Wang.
Lion's Line here this Friday on Wang Radio. And I'm told to tell you to stay tuned for Kurt Douchebag, the newest and most outrageous conservative talk show host in America, Kurt Douchebag, here on Wang Radio. All right, Earl?
Yeah, hey.
Oh, would you get up?
I'll tell you right now, that stuff, you're making a big deal.
All right, so Earl's crawled up off the carpet and quit faking it.
I'm not faking it. I got the 2 acres, you know what I'm saying? You got the mules, but I got the 2 acres.
Okay, yeah, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we understand, Earl.
I've heard the joke.
All right, I got the 2 acres.
You got the 2 acres. Okay.
Yeah. So I've got... Would you like 2 acres?
No, I wouldn't like 2 acres.
Fuck. How come you think we're going to fall for that joke?
I'm not going to fall for that joke, Earl. If I said I want 2 acres...
Yay!
You fucking...
Want to go get him?
No, don't get him. Oh, fuck. Right in the nutsack. Ha, 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 ha. Was that him?
No, his voice is echoing down the hallway. It's way, way down there.
What do you mean it's echoing down the hallway?
This place is very weird. You can hear voices.
Ha, ha, ha. I just heard him.
Yeah, he's in another part of the building. It just echoes here.
Earl Cooch hit me in the
you say testicles.
In the testicles. Because it's an old joke. Would you like the mules? Would you like the 2 mules or the 2 acres? And when you say, I'd like the 2 acres, you get hit by the back of the guy's hand in the nuts. Ha ha. I just heard it again.
Yeah, but it is. It's echoing.
You're saying that echoes down the canyon, huh?
Well, not the canyon, but down the hallway.
All right. Oh, man. All right. Listen, I want to get on the line here. A very, very good guy and a guy that's reworking the Milwaukee Lion defense. He is our defensive coordinator with the Milwaukee Lions. Sweet Billy Renteria, and Billy, first year with the Milwaukee Lions, really been toying with that defense. And how do you like what you're doing now, Billy? Billy, you got the team playing a 3-4. It seemed to be successful there for Houston, but now you got the Utah Flaming Cavalry. What do you think?
Well, the Utah Flaming Cavalry going to be tough because it's a football team that throws the ball pretty well. And they don't run the ball as well as some ball clubs, but they do throw it very well. And they have, even with this new quarterback they have. So that'll present problems. That's why 3-4 allows us to drop back into coverage a little bit more.
A lot of people in a 3-4, what we're talking about, 3 down linemen.
Yeah, 3 down linemen, and you have 4 linebackers. Sometimes you'll drop a linebacker deeper in and not a linebacker. You replace one of the linebackers into deeper coverage with a defensive back. But with Utah, and we're talking about defending against a football team like that, they have a, like I said, a pretty good passing offense. And I think their quarterback's got something like 17 touchdown passes. And so that's, you know, and he doesn't get picked off a whole lot. So that's going to be a challenge for us.
What about, we're talking about the rushing offense of the ball club?
Again, they are a football team that runs the ball pretty well. They've got, I think, 12 rushing touchdowns. And their offensive line, I think, is an experienced offensive line. So, as I said, I think we have a better chance, especially with this new defense that we play at 34, that, you know, we can rush the quarterback better because we bring in a little more speed with linebackers.
Now, who are the two, you know, when you play a 3-4, Billy, you play 2 middle linebackers essentially, right?
Yeah, you play 2 in the middle. You can, sometimes you replace, you put that extra linebacker on the outside, but we got Ed Magoo, who we like very much in the middle, and we bring in Tommy, I think his name's Timmy or Tommy or Tammy, I forget, but all these guys come and go around here, you know.
That's middle linebacker is what, Brett?
That's Timmy Huckabee.
Yeah, it's Timmy Huckabee. Timmy's good. Timmy's a good backup in the middle there, and we've got two very good outside guys in Darby O'Gill and Danugian. So I think we're set there, and for a nose tackle, bringing in Biggie Little has helped quite a bit.
And we got Biggie Little, then you're going to have Roy Blabbermouth, and you got Biff Boneby.
Yeah, we got Biff Boneby over there. So I think that's the makings of a good working defense against a football team like that.
Billy, this is your first year as a defensive coordinator here with the Milwaukee Lions. You were on a staff a couple of years ago. You were in this league on a staff with the New York Pets. What'd you do in the interim?
Oh, I went back to college and coached East Carolina for a while. Then I actually retired from football for one season and helped with a family business we have in Houston, Texas. It's kind of a wholesale liquor and firearms, and it was not.
You had a wholesale liquor and firearms.
Yeah. I didn't want to do it. I've got a cousin that's been involved in it for years. My family's been very deep into it. But I didn't feel it was good for me, so I packed the family up, and I got a job offer up here from Marty, and I come up here.
Sweet Billy Renneria is our special guest here on Lions Line, the defensive coordinator for the Milwaukee Lions. So we're looking at the Utah Flaming Cavalry. Let's take a look at this football team from the offensive standpoint, Billy, if we could, in terms of their personnel. If I just go through these players or go through the roster, and then what I'd like to also do is I'd like to go through our roster and take a look at our defensive guys and give me your impressions of each guy on the team, because I think the fans will get to know these guys a little bit better and see which way they go. So we're talking about, for instance, on the defensive line there for the Flaming Cavalry, on the right outside, you got Levi Orbit, and then on the left, or the right end, and on the left end, you got Kevin Crapcan.
Kevin Crapcan, I think they're both capable ends. I think we can run on them, especially if we. I think our linebackers are quicker than who they have playing. I think we can run on them. What I'm saying, get around the ends on them, because I don't think they're quite as quick as some of the ends we played. You got defensive tackle. They have a guy there, Andre Buttercup, who I think is. We actually say pucker up Buttercup, because here comes the pucker up. And that's a very, very challenging thing for us. Asked about the linebacker.
What about their linebackers? Yeah, Futnik?
They got Futnik. They brought a guy in. They signed a guy late in the season, Ed Clown, that they had in the middle, and they moved him over to the right side, and they got a guy named Horace Orb. The middle guy is Art Nutwax. We've seen him before, and then got Greg Liplock here on the other side, and then of course on their corners are Darnay Bunhug and Victor Bloodsucker is definitely a guy to watch out for. He's very, very quick. He's probably the quickest guy they have back there. And then I like Fred Cahoots. He's good. They also brought a guy in on their nickel package, Billy Thunder, who they signed.
Yeah, Billy Thunder. They bring in an awful lot. They play that nickel a lot, don't they?
Utah played a nickel a lot more than some teams. They bring Billy in. That can be kind of a scary thing. So.
Talking here with Sweet Billy Renneria. Now I'm going to go over to the Milwaukee Lions, and let's take a look at this defense that you put together for the ball club this year. A football team that nobody's kidding anybody. I mean, the team's given up a lot of points, but these are guys who are very, very capable.
Like I said, yeah, I think it's just a matter of tinkering with it. We've got Roy over there on the other side. We've got Biff Boneby, and then we have our nose tackle going to be Biggie Little. But when you get on the linebacking side of things, we have DeNugan, and I think we've got some options there with DeNugan. Ed Magoo, and then, as you mentioned, Tucker Huckabee. And also have Adrian Falboni, who's a guy that started for us over there. And another dude here, Darby O'Gill. I like Darby a lot, and we got Tiny Swanson, too. So that's why it gives us a lot more options there. And then our defensive backs, I think, our guys are going to be helped out a lot. I mean, they've got got their work cut out for them.
Well, our defensive backs are not the fastest guys in the world, but like you say, they're overachievers.
That's a kind way of putting it. But I think Laszlo and Tommy have done a good job there. We've got Cash Flatline backing them up. I think Kendall, Gruntworth, and then you have Buddy. Both those guys have done real yeoman work back there on safety position, considering the fact that there is not a whole lot of speed back there. So.
All right. Well, Billy, we wish you the best of luck for the ball game coming up on Sunday. We'll be calling the action for Wang Radio, and we thank you very much for being on the program with us here and for appearing on Lions Line. We'd like to give you a special family-sized bottle of Bozo's Pep Pills for you and the members of your family.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Sweet Billy Renneria, the special guest here on Lions Line. I'll be right back. I'm Bozo Pempil. You don't get Bozo Pempil? I'll tell you what you do. Get your dumb Bozo Pempil and put them in.
Hi, this is Ed Eager for Bozo's Pep Pills, another year of Lions football. Grab yourself a handful of Bozo's Pep Pills, suck them down, and wait for the effect. You've got to wait for the effect. We advise that you sit and just wait with your hands on your knees and wait for the effect of Bozo's Pep Pills to lift you off that seat, take you out that front door, and right smack dab into whatever is heading your way, even if it's a car. That's right. Even if it's a truck or a car heading your way. heading toward your way is what I was going to say. But you see, I'm flying so hard and so tight on Bozo right now. Man, I can see Mars.
Bozo, pep pill!
Well, that brings us to the conclusion here of another Lions Line broadcast here with me, Jack I. Gagner. Brett Morrison, thank you.
Thank you, Jack.
And the Earl Cooch, thanks you. Thanks you.
Aha.
You know, he's echoing down the canyon here.
Not the canyon, man. It's the hallways. You know, it's pretty creepy.
It is kind of creepy. Everybody's gone home. We're broadcasting here at night. It's dark, and it gives me the creeps.
Lions Line with Jack I. Gagner and Brett Morrison has been brought to you by Barney's Roses. Everything's coming up, Barney's Roses.
And sometimes, my lunch.
And by Bozo's Pep Pills. Ed Eager and Bozo's Pep Pills say, get yourself a handful of Bozo and run right smack dab into whatever's coming your way today. Stay tuned for the exciting Kevin Douchebag Show
on Wang Radio.
W-A-N-G, Wang. Hi, Kevin Douchebag. I'm next. I'm coming right at you. I'm conservative. I'm really, really conservative. Kevin Douchebag on Wang.
Wang.